Welcome to the M3 podcast. Your journey to movement, mindset, and medicine starts here.
Well, hello, 2024. I am so happy. I just got off a team coaching call with all of our clients with their homework assignments that they just finished. The 6 questions that you need to ask yourself moving into the new year. And if you haven't yet listened to episode, I believe is 72 on the M3 podcast, go back a couple episodes and listen to those 6 questions inspired by Mel Robbins. And she talks about navigating yourself like you would plugging into a navigation system, where you are currently, your starting point, and using that for the first 3 questions into the next 3 questions where you figure out where it is you want to go, your destination point, right? So you have to navigate from a starting point, figuring out where it is that you are currently and releasing what no longer serves you, creating more abundance for what does, allowing those highlights, learning lessons, pivotal moments to captivate and capture where you are in your current moment or season of life. And I love this year because 2023 season has come to a wrap. I am currently sitting in my living room, which I'm turning into a podcast recording studio. Hopefully we'll record music in here as well. And my living room's a complete disaster. I'm selling my couch. I'm getting rid of a bunch of things. I don't even use this space. And I kept sitting to myself, recognizing that I'm only in the living room maybe before sunrise. I have a rocking chair where I read. I have a whole office space, right? So I'm in my office usually before sunrise. I go to the living room just to look at the sunrise from the balcony, take a picture here and there, snap a few image moments that remind me to be present, enjoy that time, and to appreciate the small things like the sun and daylight, having light in the house all day long. But I don't use the space to actually live in for the living room, right? So I decided utilize this space, turn it into a podcast studio, figure out what it is that you want to do, actually create an extra guest bedroom for people to come over, visit, utilize, maybe Airbnb it out, who knows? I want to travel as well. And then still allow this to be a home destination, a home base to keep myself rooted, to keep work rooted, and then not feel like I need to hop from place to place or looking for a studio to record. It just makes more sense for me to optimize my living space with the actual things that I do with my living, making a living, living life, right? So I ask these first 3 questions, again, figuring out where it is that you want to be based off of where you are. So the first question is the highlights. Second question is your hardest aspects. Your third question is what you learned about yourself. The fourth question is what is it that you are wanting to stop doing? Fifth question, what do you want to continue doing? And the sixth question is what do you want to start doing? For me, I want to continue this podcast. I want to stop using location or noises or other distractions to take that from me. And I want to start utilizing my energy and space to its fullest potential. Recognizing that I need to reprogram neuropathically, right? So the neuropathways in our brain, all of these connecting dots, remind us of the things that we do to condition ourselves. If you are looking to change your inner dialogue, if you are looking to change your disciplinary habits, if you are looking to manifest, to visualize, you need the common formula that is emotion plus repetition. Emotion is the feeling of belief, that poured desire, all of that, that which fills up your manifestation cup. And the repetitions, like at the gym, first maybe they're slow, then they're smooth, and then they become quicker and more efficient. Those repetitions get better. The clarity becomes even more defined, and you become competent, which creates confidence and allows the repetitions to get better and better, the emotion to feel easier, and for you to take control and manage those emotions with repetitions that can only improve. Recognizing that just knowing about the thing or hearing about it or dreaming about it can only get you so far, but it's not enough. You need to do the thing, take the action, apply the repetitions behind the emotion in order to turn the dream into a goal, like I said, through that intentional action. Make yourself aware of what is holding you back, stopping you from taking action, and allow yourself to put in the repetitions when you're maybe not motivated or maybe you're not willing and wanting to follow through with the skill at hand. I always love the quote that the will has to be stronger than the skill in order for the champion to succeed. That's Muhammad Ali's quote. But I also recognize that you have to have a place of motivation and discipline for the will to become stronger than the skill. Just like spark plugs to a car. You can't just turn on the car and expect it to run. It needs the spark plugs like you would with motivation. But in order to get the car to stay running, you need gasoline. Those are your repetitions. That's the disciplinary action. Those are the small daily habits that make or break your goal line, your timeline for your goals, in order for you to succeed at the desired rate that you want to. And for anybody who is looking to start a business, we have our mentorship program that's going to teach you those emotions and repetitions starting January 17th. We have our coaching program that is for lifestyle clients looking for introductory habits to hold themselves accountable. I love coaching you all through this. I also coach competitors who are ready to take their disciplinary actions to a further push, really stretching their potential and recognizing the emotion that comes into the investment of suiting up, putting a tan, hair, makeup, the whole package together for you to step on stage. But not only that, the 12, 16, 24, however many weeks it takes for you to prepare for that very moment through repetition, the emotion, stepping on stage, the repetition, the journey that gets you there. Reprogram yourself neuropathically. Figure out how to rewire your brain, rewire your systems, and allow the process to come with ease, just like you would if you were strategizing for business, for life, for your health, for your better future year. So welcome 2024 to a whole new level of growth, to a whole new level of will with your applied skill, what it is that you're going to put forth. And remember the equation that emotion plus repetition is the key to reprogramming yourself for success. That in order to do that, you will build more competency and create more confidence for yourself, which is my word of the year. And recognize that you knowing these things, you dreaming about these things, is not enough to fulfill your life. You need to take the disciplinary actions to move forward, to better yourself. And I love the idea of recognizing and blowing your own mind away in awe, seeing your potential from overwhelming emotions and repetitions that get you to places you never thought you could imagine. Stretch and revise and rebuild and transform your goals, your dreams, your deepest desires into something greater and greater with limitless potential. That you have one life, one opportunity, and one soul, one being, one purpose. There's many purposes I get to our lives, but that one greater purpose that serves you is screaming to get out, to take the action, and to put your butt into gear so that way you can allow the emotions and the repetitions to create that success for you. If you need any help with accountability, I'm always here. It would mean the world to me for you to let us know how we're doing on this podcast, to help it continue growing, to leave a review, just even a couple minutes. Write your rating and review. Let us know your thoughts. Give us some feedback. And I can't wait to welcome 2024 into a whole new level of podcasting, to share my voice with you all through singing, to hold myself accountable with my own goals. And I'm already taking action on them. January 1st is right around the corner for me, and I'm already getting ahead of my 2024 goals in 2023 still, just like I'm asking for my clients and asking of you. You can make this happen, and I can too.
Thank you for joining me on another episode as we learned and explored all things movement, mindset, and medicine. As always, my goal for each episode of this podcast is to share innovative tools and techniques to help you thrive and find stability with your overall health and personal development, alongside the growth of the world around us. Please share this with someone you know will benefit from this episode, as well as rate and review. This helps us reach more people and provide feedback as to how we can better help each of you. Make sure to check out our community website, www.mermaidmethod.com, to learn more about our upcoming events, eco-friendly products, and coaching programs. Now let's make massive waves together.